Second hour, Darren Donica Chase here on this Friday. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here in Nashville. Chase McCabe down at 680 in Atlanta, which looks at Truist Park. I've been in those studios. Very nice setup. Game three of the World Series tonight. Bravos and Stros, series tied at one. Chase's trip is brought to you by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Go check it out. Deep dish pizza. Big Joe on the go. We talk to him every Friday at this time. Joe, if people are looking for scores and information on tonight's big high school game tilts, where do they need to go?
Good afternoon or morning. What time is it? Hello, Darren. Anyway.
I'd love to get to the afternoon. The quicker, the better.
It's afternoon where I'm at.
That's true.
It's still morning where you are.
Just go to Main Street Preps, mainstreetpreps.com. Follow them on Twitter at Main Street Preps. All the scores, all the highlights, all the stories, everything that goes on. So Main Street Preps. And I got to say, I'm going to visit the 312 Pizza Company because the fact they sponsored my man Chase's trip to Atlanta to see his favorite team and report down there, that's just outstanding. So 312 Pizza Company, you got yourself a new customer. Thank you.
But here's the deal, Joe. Like, I've negotiated deals. Willie's negotiated deals. You've negotiated deals. We have to help Chase. Like, that is fantastic. Everything you said, all true, right? It's great, yeah. And we appreciate them. But he didn't take any 312 Pizza with him down there. Like, I would have some 312 Pizza with me on this trip. He didn't negotiate that.
You know what is? I've had it before, and I will tell you what. I dare you to eat the whole thing in one sitting because it is so good. And it's just simply fantastic. So the fact that they're doing this with Chase, they got me forever. So thank you, 312 Pizza Company.
What are you trying to get out of 615 Podcast? Tell everybody about it.
Just different, you know, Greg Pogue and I started this, and we just wanted to get people a different take on things. The sports avenues, you guys cover the sports. You do a great job. We can't do that. And so we just kind of found another angle to more the personal touch with people than, you know, we had Rudy Kalis on, and, you know, I worked with Rudy, and Rudy talked about when he was with Dan Miller, and Dan Miller passed away in his arms. Well, I've never asked Rudy about that because I didn't feel it was my place. But Rudy says, you know, I'm an open book. We talked to Rudy about the personal side of things, and it was just, I mean, I got chills, Darren. I mean, it was amazing to hear him open up about why he thought he was meant to be there when Dan Miller passed away. And so the week before, we talked to Butch Spiridon, and, you know, I asked Butch a question about, you know, he's in all the pandemic goes on. Is there one moment where you're so involved in it that you go home and you sit at your driveway and it's like you're overwhelmed with everything? And just hear these different answers and responses, it's just really cool. So it's outside of the world of sports. It's not sports really at all. Just kind of the personal side of it. And so far, I mean, the downloads off the Rudy Kalis podcast were far more than I imagined. So I appreciate everybody doing that.
That was down at Augusta, right, at the Masters?
It was. It was. If you listen to the, it's called the official 615 podcast. And Rudy talks about going down there with Terry Bolger and the fact that day before being with Dan. Dan's from down there and everything that led up to that moment. And Rudy's talked about it. And it's, again, it'll give you chills to hear Rudy describe that night and, again, why he was meant to be there when Dan passed away.
Good stuff. I know Rudy has told that story, and I know he's told that story to us, and it just, you're right, it still gives me chills thinking about that. Probably something else that will give people chills, and you've lived this. There's going to be a lot of kids here in the mid-state that are going to suit up, and in the state, let's include everyone. They're going to suit up for the last time tonight, those seniors, Joe, and what that experience is like if, unfortunately, they don't get to play after this Friday night.
You know, that's a great thank you, Darren, with that because, you know, some of these teams aren't advancing the playoffs, and we know that a large majority of these kids, probably 80, 90%, will never play football again. I mean, they'll never put that helmet on again of their high school football team. They'll never put a helmet on again at anything with shoulder pads, jerseys. And so sometimes they ask themselves, look, you know, was all that? We didn't go to the playoffs. We win a championship. Or was it worth it? And I just wrote last night, every single second you spent preparing, playing, performing, practicing for high school football was worth it. Every single second, I wrote that in the story last night, every second you spent on that practice field, every single you got, you know, time you get put on your butt and the coach yelled at you. Every time you got on a hot school bus on a scrimmage in August to drive across Middle Tennessee to play a team and nobody's in the stands, it's worth it. To be on that same bus and drive back when you beat a football team that nobody thought you could beat and you're celebrating with your buddies, it's worth every second. So I wanted these seniors who go out tonight to know that every single second they spent playing high school football was worth it. And it might not seem like it now, but in 5 years back and the stories with your buddies and you see the coaches, trust me, it's worth every bit of this. So everybody doesn't get to win championships. Everybody doesn't get to go to the playoffs. But again, it's worth every single second, at least in my world, of playing high school football. And that can be the same for any high school sport. When you dedicate yourself and you commit yourself to it, it's a beautiful thing. So my heart goes out to those kids tonight. Just give it one last time on a Friday night, and you'll never regret it.
If you could put together the matchup, Big Joe's matchup tonight, I don't care about classification. I don't care about anything. I'm just asking you personally, a matchup that you could put together tonight and watch and cover, what would the matchup be? What would game be?
I think it's got to be Nashville Christian at Donaldson Christian, and I'll be on the front of this by saying my son plays for Donaldson Christian. He's a freshman. But with that being said, you got two of the best high school coaches in our area for years, Jeff Brothers at Nashville Christian and Paul Wade at Donaldson Christian. You got two great teams, and you got these really weird, crazy, fun storylines. Like Jeff Brothers played at Vanderbilt. He's going against DCA's star running back, Ashton Jones. Well, Jody Brothers and Ashton Jones' father, Jody Jones, were roommates together at Vanderbilt. And the DCA quarterback is former Vanderbilt football star Brad Gaines' son, Bradford Gaines. So there's all these little nuances throughout the game. And then you add the fact that both teams are 8-1. They get a win tonight. They win the region. I think Jeff Brothers is vastly underrated as a high school football coach. I think he's won state championships, but he never gets talked about that higher echelon. And so you got Jeff Brothers there. You got Paul Wade tonight. It makes for the perfect high school football game. It's going to be packed. The stadium's not gigantic, but it's going to be sold out tonight, a couple thousand there. That what makes it special, and there's a lot on the line, and that's a huge football game tonight.
Joe, one of the things that is always crazy at this time of the year is the playoff scenarios. I can remember going through them back when Darren and I were doing those Friday night shows. It can drive you crazy, but give us a couple other key games that have playoff seeding, playoff berths on the line that people need to be aware of. I'm sure there's more than we can count, but just pick out a couple.
Well, there's a great game in Wilson County. Green Hill takes on Mount Juliet. Now, Green Hill's already won the region title tonight, but Mount Juliet's coming in, lost to Hillsboro. So a nice win tonight for them would up their seeding in the playoffs. But at the same time, Hillsboro's going to take on Wilson Central. They've got themselves back in the playoff race there. So those are two big games tonight with playoff seeding that's on the line. Then you go to a game like Waverly at Fairview. Look, you know, our hearts went out to Waverly this year for what's going on down there. They traveled to take on Fairview tonight in what is a huge critical game for playoff seeding. So you got that as well. Clarksville at Gallatin. You know, we've talked about how the atmosphere at Gallatin, when you go up there, how amazing it is. That's another great game today, Clarksville-Gallatin. So there's little games here and there that happen. And there's one close to you, Willie. Smith County travels to take on East Nashville. And that game is for the region championship tonight. And whoever wins it takes it home. That's at East. That's a good metro game to go to. But I think the game I'm looking forward to, besides DCA and Nashville Christian, is the game between it's between Smyrna and Overton. That is the game that I'm looking forward to tonight because there's a lot on the line for second place in that region. It's a metro game. I can't wait to watch it. So those are games tonight that kind of stand out on the radar.
Big Joe Dubin, Big Joe on the go, on the line with us, talking some high school football. Okay, I'll give you another one that I'm interested in. We all know that Oakland's a buzzsaw. Saw them firsthand a few weeks ago against Riverdale. They're undefeated, but Rockvale's been an interesting story. 7-2 on the year, 3-1. Their only loss is to Riverdale. I think that's going to be a pretty good game tonight too, JoJo.
That is a good game. It's at Rockvale, and so Coach Ron Rice, we've talked about this, done a great job at Rockvale preparing that team. They're 3-1. In the region, Oakland's 4-0. Now, you look at it, Oakland probably should win this game going away, but that's what makes this game so special on Friday night. Rockville, can you imagine Rockville knocking off Oakland, heading to the playoffs? Oakland's knocked off Riverdale, Lipscomb, CPA, all those teams. I mean, you never know. That's what makes it so much fun. But the job that Coach Rice has done at Rockville is fantastic. Because, of course, Oakland's the number one seed in 6A going forward. I don't think they'll have a problem tonight, but I still, it'd be kind of cool if that game's competitive going into the fourth quarter. But I think Oakland wins that running away. But Rockville's going to make the playoffs, which is outstanding in itself. And those all start next week.
So how about Pearl Cone? Pearl Cone wins last night. They only have one loss on the year. But Pearl Cone continues to be one of those teams that I think they fly under the radar just because you expect them to do a good job, and they have the last few years.
Well, they lost a tough game to Tullahoma, so they lost the region. But, I don't want to play Pearl Cone in the playoffs. I mean, Coach Bernetti has those guys prepared, and they're just such great players. I don't want to play them. So Pearl Cone got a big win last night over at Montgomery Central, and they'll move forward going on. Tullahoma is going to wrap up the region with a win tonight. That Coach Olive at Tullahoma has a great program. And I've told you guys, go to game at Tullahoma. That is the event. That's like Garth Brooks coming to town. Everybody goes to that game. Packed stadium. A lot of fun. And so much fun that goes on there. Chase, let me give you another game that's happening tonight. You know I love these little country games and these games that go on out there. Class 2A Region 4, Watertown travels to Trousdale County. Now, Trousdale County has that stadium. It's right on the creek bed. It gets cold up there. Both teams are unbeaten in the region at 4-0. Look, Watertown, fantastic program. Trousdale County, we know what they've done throughout the years. But that setting for high school football and the smoke coming off the concession stands, and you're sitting on basically on a creek bed and right there in the little situation in the stadium where it's settled in, it's a fantastic atmosphere. So that's another big game tonight as Watertown takes on Trousdale County. And for some reason, I'm extra hyped today, and I don't know why. I'm just fired up for this.
Well, I
don't know why.
I had an energy drink this morning, so that's why I'm hype. But, hey, you're hype every day, JoJo, and that's why we love you.
I am. So, again, get out and support the team tonight. And, again, God bless the high school seniors who are standing up for the last time. You guys have done fantastic, and just relish the moment tonight. Let's have a good night of high school football.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to echo that. I read your piece on the high school seniors, and it's very, very well done. Joe, thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Guys, I appreciate the time. We'll see you next week.
Big Joe Dubin, Main Street Media, Main Street Preps is where you can get all the high school football information. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Joe on the Go. He joins us every Friday at 11. We have much more coming, including, you just made the list, coming up at noon, Kevin Burkhart of Fox Sports is going to join us at 12:30, and of course, Pick 6 at 1 o'clock as you listen to Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.